This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. At least 20 civilians have been killed and tens of thousands forced from their homes in heavy fighting between rebels and pro-government forces in Ethiopia's Afar region, which borders war-hit Tigray, an official told AFP Thursday. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed sent troops into Tigray last November to oust the region's ruling party, the Tigray People's Liberation Front, or TPLF, a move he said came in response to TPLF attacks on federal army camps. The 2019 Nobel Peace Laureate declared victory later that month, but fighting has dragged on, killing thousands of people and plunging hundreds of thousands into famine, according to the United Nations. The chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, said the Taliban appear to have the strategic momentum in their sweeping offensives across Afghanistan, but their victory is far from assured. Speaking at the Pentagon, Milley said the Taliban fighters have made gains in recent weeks, but that Afghan security forces are giving up district centers in order to consolidate their forces because they're taking an approach to protect the population. The Taliban are surging across Afghanistan, snapping up territory with the withdrawal of U.S.-led foreign troops nearly complete. A dozen Thai pro-democracy student activists were charged with royal defamation and sedition Thursday, their lawyer said, over a rally last year that demanded reforms to Thailand's unassailable monarchy. The pro-democracy movement, which has been largely led by student activists, kicked off a year ago due to public discontent over Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha's administration. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization Thursday urged Indonesia to implement a stricter and wider lockdown to combat surging COVID-19 infections and deaths just days after the country's president flagged the easing of restrictions. Indonesia has become one of the epicenters of the global pandemic in recent weeks, with positive COVID-19 cases leaping fivefold in the past 5 weeks. This week, daily deaths hit record highs with among the highest tolls in the world. In its latest situation report, the WHO said strict implementation of public health and social restrictions were crucial and called for additional urgent action to address sharp rises in infections in 13 of Indonesia's 34 provinces. Ireland will wait a few weeks before considering easing COVID-19 restrictions beyond Monday's planned resumption of indoor dining and drinking in restaurants and bars. This according to the Deputy Prime Minister Thursday. Ireland has been gradually unwinding its third and longest lockdown, and earlier this month delayed plans to allow indoor service in pubs and restaurants for the first time this year due to concerns about the COVID-19 Delta variant. Japan's Emperor Naruhito Thursday acknowledged the challenges of staging the Tokyo Olympics during a pandemic, telling IOC Chief Thomas Bach it was, quote, a far from easy task, end quote. That's according to local media. International Olympic Committee Chief Bach paid a courtesy visit to the Imperial Palace a day before the opening ceremony, at which the emperor is expected to announce the start of the games. Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga welcomed the U.S. First Lady Jill Biden to Tokyo Thursday. She's leading the official U.S. delegation to the Olympic Games. Dr. Biden was scheduled to have dinner with Suga and his wife, Mariko. She will hold a virtual get-together with members of Team USA Friday before meeting Emperor Naruhito at the Imperial Palace. Speaking to reporters Wednesday night after a town hall in Cincinnati, the First Lady's husband, U.S. President Joe Biden, said the debt limit is just one of the budget issues that Congress will have to resolve in the coming months.
There are going to be a couple of very difficult decisions that are going to have to be made to get through the end of the year. One of them is the debt limit and extending the debt. So I don't have an answer for you, but I hope we can get by it.
Hong Kong police arrested five people Thursday on sedition charges, saying children's books they had published featuring wolves and sheep as characters were aimed at inciting hatred towards the city's government amongst youngsters. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.